So you are good to go. That's recording and the Zoom is on.
I'd like to welcome everybody here this afternoon to the public notice of hereby given that the Magna City Council will hold a special meeting to present discussion possibly action at 4:06 on the day of on the 30th day of April 2026. It's a piece of Zoom. Here with us, our panelist is Nathan Bracken, legal counsel, council member Audrey Pierce, Megan Olson, council member, and Adam Lozer from D.R. Horton.
And Dave Kelly just joined.
And Dave Kelly from D.R. Horton just joined us. So we want to call this meeting to order. We do have a quorum. So the presentation will be on 4100 South Construction. We'll turn it over to our city attorney, Nathan Bracken.
Thank you, Mayor and council members. I appreciate your time tonight. I think for the record, the council has been working on this project for several years with D.R. Horton, including the gentleman from D.R. Horton who are on the call. As you know, I'm a relatively new city attorney. Our firm, you hired us until late January, but the first assignment that the mayor gave me was to push this project across the finish line. And as I think the council is well aware, this is a complicated project. Mayor Sudbury in particular has been working on this as a council member and then has continued that work, particularly with West Valley City, after his election as mayor. And so this is something that your prior city attorney, Paul Ashton, was working on right up until the day he retired. It was also something that the council and the former city manager, David Bricky, were working on. And so we're kind of coming in at the end of this. And so I want to acknowledge all the great work that's been done by others leading up to this day. And so I do have a quick presentation to kind of go over this agreement to help everyone maybe understand some context for this. Let me see if I can share my screen. Diana, it looks like I have to send a request for you.
Yeah.
If you can turn it on so I can share my screen.
Apologies. But
while we're waiting for that, I think the background on this is a complicated project. It's complicated because this road, at least for right now, this extension, which will run from 8400 West to about the end of Little Valley Gateway Project, will at least initially service Magna for the most part, the high school, and then obviously some West Valley students that go to the school. But the road is currently located in West Valley's jurisdiction, and that's part of why Mayor Sudbury and others have been working with West Valley for so long, is to figure out how to do this boundary line adjustment and other things to bring this property within the jurisdiction of the city. But the challenge that we've had with any project like this is the developer provides a contribution, but then the developer under Utah law isn't required to build more than what their impacts require. And so there's typically a public contribution, and finding the funding for that contribution has been the challenge that we've been dealing with for the last year. Fortunately, the plans, the DR Horton submitted plans to West Valley City last year, and then due to the funding uncertainty, we've been holding off on getting those finally approved. But as this council is well aware, but the public may not be, the council submitted a request through its lobbyists at the beginning of the legislative session for some funding. And that funding, which we were waiting for, was ultimately approved on the last day of the session, March 7th, I think an hour or 45 minutes before the end of the session. So once we got a final word that we would have that funding available to put towards this project, that then gave us the ability to finalize all the work that had been done to date, including securing final approval of the plans for the project by West Valley City and finalizing this agreement. So let me see if I can share my screen now. Okay, can everyone see that?
Yes.
So, as I mentioned, this is a complicated project and it's taken a lot of time because there are a lot of cooks in the kitchen. So, essentially, you have two municipalities that are involved with this project, us and West Valley City. West Valley City, as the council well knows, has been a good partner with us. They've been working with us very closely on this. The mayor has been in contact with their mayor, and the city managers have been engaged before my time and once we got the funding approved and before then. So, as I mentioned, part of the challenge is I think there are like six separate parcels that are owned by different entities. including Magna Water, West Valley City, including Magna Water and Rio Tinto, so there are separate agreements that are underway with them. We just got word last week from Rio Tinto that they are willing to convey the final remaining parcel that we need there. And if you see on this map, that's that little part to the left. You see that red line, there's a little jog down to the south, that's owned by Rio Tinto. They have indicated to Kelly, and they will be providing us with a document shortly that will give us authorization to build the road on that part of their property while they work on a final conveyance to us. So that was one of the final remaining pieces we were waiting for. Magna Water District, and for the record, as you know, I'm their general counsel. Mayor Sudbury is their board chair, is also finalizing a boundary line adjustment with D.R. Horton to basically get all the road pieces we need in order for D.R. Horton to build this extension. So that's a little bit of the reason why this has taken so long. I know the council's well aware of this, but I'm not sure that the public is. And when you're dealing with funding and these types of things, you don't want to get ahead of yourself with the public until you can say something publicly. So this is the soonest we've been able to say this. So as I mentioned, when we found out the funding, that gave us what we needed to work with D.R. Horton to get final approval for the plans, which was what I gave on April 15th. And now we're ready to go. So this is a picture of the first screen or the first page of the plan that West Valley approved on April 15th. This gives you, I think, an idea of where the road will be located. There are going to be some improvements to 8400 West that D.R. Horton is going to do. And so this is an outline of it. The council had, you've received a copy of the draft agreement. These plans in full are included within Exhibit A of that agreement. This is just the first page. So a quick summary of the agreement. D.R. Horton will construct the extension from the intersection 8400 South to the end of Little Valley Gateway. It's just pursuant to that screen that I just showed you. We have worked to come up with some really good estimates that our engineers have confirmed. West Valley's looked at this, and D.R. Horton's looked at it. And we wanted to have a range. We wanted to have what's the lowest that this could be done, which is $3.6 million, and what's the worst case scenario, and that's $5.5 million. We'll need to see what happens, obviously, whenever you do any construction project. You can't guarantee the price, particularly when there's a war that's impacting the cost of oil and gas. But this is, we think, a pretty solid estimate of what this road's going to cost. Fortunately, we've been able to secure up to $5.5 million in available state funding for the city to use. So D.R. Horton will build the project. The city will reimburse D.R. Horton for the costs it incurs. This $5.55 million comes from multiple sources. There's a $1.8 million state appropriation that D.R. Horton secured in, I believe, 2025 or 2024. Adam and David can correct me if I'm wrong. We secured this $3 million funding request at the end of this session. There's a new process that the legislature enacted this year in which we have to submit an application. The acting city manager, Kelly Bush, has been actively involved in talking with the state folks. And so our anticipation is if the council approves this agreement tonight, we'll begin on that paperwork on May 1st, tomorrow. Because there's a little bit of a gap between the $4.8 million in anticipated state funding and the total worst case scenario cost of $5.5 million, D.R. Horton has agreed to provide $750,000 in funding to cover that gap. So that is money that we would place in an escrow account, and that if it's needed, we'd have it available to cover that difference, and if it's not, a portion of it will be returned to D.R. Horton. Now, as the city council is well aware, and West Valley City is well aware, and D.R. Horton is well aware, and all the other stakeholders have been aware, we are targeting an August 2026 completion date. Our hope and our goal is to do everything that we can to complete this road or work with D.R. Horton so they can complete it before the start of the next school session. Obviously, with weather and cost things and distribution issues, there's no way to guarantee that, but that is the goal. Everyone's committed to that, and as everyone has been working towards that goal leading up until my time as well. So that's not a new goal, but that is the goal. And so I do want to thank some of the other stakeholders that have been working with us. As I mentioned, West Valley City has been a key stakeholder. The land is currently located within their boundaries. And so what that means is they've approved the plans. But now that they've approved the plans, now that we've secured the funding, Magna and West Valley City will work on a municipal boundary adjustment to bring the road within Magna's boundaries. Under state law, there's at least a two-month process that will require. West Valley City is currently working on that paperwork, and we hope to have that soon and to present to you guys at a very soon upcoming council meeting, and they will likely do the same. And so while we're working on that boundary line adjustment, D.R. Horton will build the extension. Because it's in West Valley, it'll be subject to West Valley's jurisdiction, so West Valley will be overseeing the construction of the road. As I mentioned, Magna Water District owns some of the land that is needed to build this road. We'll be likely finalizing a related property exchange with D.R. Horton there. They've already authorized D.R. Horton to build the necessary water infrastructure that needs to be completed before the road extension can be built. And that extension agreement, or the land exchange agreement, should be forthcoming with them fairly soon. As I mentioned, Rio Tinto owns a small portion. As we learned last week, are wanting to give us that final sliver. If for whatever reason we aren't able to finalize that, we have gotten authorization from West Valley City to end the road at Hallsville, or to end the extension at the Hallsville Road, which would negate the need for the Rio Tinto property, but our anticipation is that won't be necessary. Obviously, the extension will impact the intersection of 8100 South. There will be some improvements at that intersection as well. So UDOT will be involved and has been involved. And then lastly, the Greater Salt Lake Municipal Services District is the other stakeholder that we've been working closely with. They, of course, are the city's administrative staff and contract engineers, and they will continue to represent the city and coordinate with D.R. Horton, UDOT, and West Valley City as needed. So that's my prepared remarks. I'm happy to take any questions that the council may have. I know we also have some folks from D.R. Horton on the phone, and they can probably provide a little bit more insight on where things are on their end. I know that they've already started grading an excavation.
Does anybody have any questions from the council? See none? Anybody with D.R. Horton has any questions that they would like to ask?
I don't have any questions, Mayor, but I'm happy to just give an update on kind of our schedule, if that's okay.
I'd love to hear that. Thank you.
You bet. So again, appreciate all the work that everybody's been doing to help get us to where we're at today. March 30th, we had our final UDOT meeting with our engineering department to talk about the commencement of our construction. On March 31st, we had a pre-construction meeting with Magna Water District and kicked that off. April 15th, we did get the final stamp plans from West Valley City after they had a few final changes that were requested. And then on the 23rd, Magna Water got permission from West Valley City to allow the work to start on their water infrastructure. And so our excavator, Salt Lake Excavation, mobilized and started doing some cleanup work and grubbing to get going there. And then today we have the SWIP on-site meeting with West Valley City, and we hope to have the pre-con meeting tomorrow or Monday formally with West Valley City, so we can start the storm drain and the road officially. But all of that's moving, and again, all with the accelerated anticipation of getting this done prior to the school opening for this next school year. And one of the reasons that we haven't started already more intensively is because it'll have to shut down part of 8400 and the intersection, which would only exacerbate the current issues given the traffic that's there because of the school. So we'll get going on that in earnest as soon as the school is closed and done for the year in 8400, but for now we'll start doing all of the work on the 4100 leg. And we're just thankful that we've been able to work well with you guys and get the funding secured, and now we can quickly get the road installed.
Thank you, Adam. Any other questions? See none. I'd like to move on to council business. Discussion, possibly action regarding the approval of 4100 extension contract with D.R. Horton.
Mayor? If there's no further discussion, I'll make a motion to approve 4100 South Extension contract with D.R. Horton.
I'll second that motion.
It's been motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I want to thank everybody today for turning in and listening to our discussion. And we as a city is way excited to get this road built for the community and the city people and for us as the city. So we need someone to make a motion to adjourn.
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we adjourn this meeting today.
I'll second.
Been motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.